That, however, does not take account of the chances of getting caught. These have risen as enforcement of America's 43-year-old anti-bribery law, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, or FCPA, has been stepped up, and other countries have passed similar laws. The number of FCPA cases is up sharply since the financial crisis of 2007 to 2009, according to Stanford Law School. It has dipped a bit under President Donald Trump, who has criticized the FCPA for hobbling American firms overseas, but remains well above historic levels. Total fines for FCPA violations were $14 billion in 2016 to 2019, 48 times as much as in the 4 years to 2007. The authors also tested 11 hypotheses that emerged from past studies of bribery. They found support for some, for instance, that firms pay larger bribes when they expect to receive larger benefits, and that the net benefits of bribing are smaller in places with more public disclosure of politicians' sources of income. But they punctured other bits of received wisdom. Most striking, they found no link between democracy and graft. This challenges the Tulloch paradox, which holds that firms can get away with smaller bribes in democracies because politicians and officials have less of a lock on the system than those in autocratic countries, and so cannot extract as much rent. Such findings will doubtless be of interest to corruption investigators and unscrupulous executives alike.